The following is a lecture at Madan Mohan Temple, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 31st, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
Today we are here at the Madan Mohan Temple. Which is the original temple in Vrindavan, the very first temple. Actually, this was a rebuild of it because it was smashed by that Aurangzeb. Now we are sitting at the topmost portion of this hill, which is called Dvashadityatila.
Mes sėdėme pačioje aukščiausioje šio kalno dalyje.
Which means that's the 12 sons? That's 10 sons or 12 sons?
12
sons. After Krishna, yesterday we went where Krishna jumped into the Jamuna to subdue the Kaliya serpent.
Vakar buvom ten, kur Krishna šoko į Jamuną, kad Kaliya nugalėtų.
So Krishna had quite a sporting pastime subduing that rascal Kaliya.
Tenais Krishna sportavo su gyvate Kaliya.
But after he came out of Jamuna, he was feeling a little chilly.
Ir tada išėjęs iš Jamunos jam pasidarė vėsų.
So he came over here to warm up.
Ir čia jis užlipo, kad sušilti.
Get a little sun bath.
Kad ten saulės pasidegintų.
And the sun was very much obliging Krishna. The sun, there was 12 suns appeared.
Ir saulė taip džiaugiasi, galinti pastarnauti, 12 saulių apsireiškė.
So Krishna could drive very nicely. This is called the 12 sun hill.
Ir tai yra šitas kalnas, vadinamas 12 saulių kalnų.
And this is the hill where Sanatana Goswami 500 years ago used to do his bhajana. He worshipped a deity called Madan Mohan. That deity is now in Karoli. And on the 8th of November we're going to go and have that darshan of the original Madan Mohan. This is called a Pratibhumurti, an expansion of the original Madan Mohan worshipped here now. So anyway, back in the year 1516, Sanatana Goswami came along with his brother Rupa Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami su Rupa Goswami.
So, in the beginning of this is a forest here.
Čia buvo miškas.
This deity of Madan Mohan was first discovered by Advaita Acharya.
Šita devybė pirmiausia atrado Advaita Acharya.
Just below this hill, there's a place where the deity of Madan Mohan was discovered by Advaita Acharya. So after finding the deity, Advaita Prabhu was leaving for Bengal. And he left the Madan Mohan deity in the care of a Brahmin named Chobi. So Chobi, he was caring for the deity just like he was one of his own children. So many years passed, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana were going to Mathura for begging alms. This is called Madhukari. So they visited the house of this Brahmin Chobi. And Sanatana Goswami was shocked. They were playing along with the deity like he was one of the kids in the family. That's not how we normally do deity worship, you know.
Taip juk mes paprastai negarbinam
deivybę. So he chastised Chobi.
Jisai pabarė Chobi.
You are not showing proper respect to the deity.
Tu nerodai tinkamas pagarbos deivybei.
So he said, here are the rules and regulations of deity worship. Blah, 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 blah. You do this, 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 this. Gave him all these rules.
Ir jam pasakė visas taisyklės ir regulas, kaip reikia garbinti deivybę.
Then now you must worship Madan Mohan according to all these rules and regulations.
Turi garbinti pagal šitas regulas.
So that night Sanatana came back here to Vrindavan.
Ir Sanatana grįžo atgal čia į Vrindavaną.
And he had a dream.
Naktį susapnavo.
And Mohan Madan told him, I was very happy in that Brahmin's house, living as one of the children.
Jis sapne matė Madan Mohan ir sako, aš buvau toks laimingas gyvenimas pas tą Brahmaną, kaip vaikas buvau ten.
And now because of you, that Brahmin has introduced all these rules and regulations.
O dabar per tave visokias pradėjo regulas man taikyti.
So Madan Mohan was not very happy about this.
Ir jam tai visai nepatiko.
So anyway, that very same night, Chobi also had a dream.
Bet tą pačią naktį Čiobis taip pat susapnavo sapną.
And Madan Mohan told him this.
Ir Madan Mohanas pasakė jam taip.
You have so many children.
Tiek tu vaikų turi.
But Sanatana Goswami does not have any children.
Sanatana Goswami neturi nei vieno.
So you should give me to Sanatana Goswami.
Atiduok man Sanatana.
So the next morning, Sanatana Goswami, he goes back, he rushed to the Brahmin's house.
Ir kitą rytą Sanatana Goswami nubėgo į Brahmino namus.
I'm so sorry, I've committed a great offense for introducing all these rules and regulations. Please forgive me for interfering with your worship of Madan Mohan.
Ir ėmėsi prašinėti, atleisk, aš tokių visokių reglų prisakiau, čia buvo klaida, atsiprašau.
And Sanatana Goswami was completely amazed, because the Brahmin said, now you take Madan Mohan.
Sanatana Goswami visiškai nustebo, kai jam pasakė
Brahmanas. So Sanatana said, how can I take him? I don't have a nice facility for cooking, I'm just a sadhu living on top of a hill, under a tree, how can I serve the deity? I just live on dry chapatis, that's all I do. How can I accept this deity? I only take dry chapatis. So, in another dream, Madan Mohan told Sanatan he would accept whatever Sanatan offered him.
O vėliau Sanatana vėl susapnavo, kad Madan Mohanas valgys viską, ką tik Sanatana jam duos.
So, there's also Madan Mohan said, you're only offering me a dry chapati. Can't you offer at least a little salt?
That was later.
Later, okay. So he brought him to the top of the hill. This place where we're sitting now.
Čia kur mes sėdim.
The great Sanatana Goswami was worshipping the deity in a nearby tree.
Sanatana Goswami garbino devybę po medžiu.
His Bhagavad is there. We'll need to see later.
So Madan Mohan then asked for salt.
Ir vieną dieną Madan Mohanas paprašė druskos.
So Sanatan said, now you want salt, tomorrow you want sweets. I'm an old man, I have so many books to write, so please just accept this dry chapati.
Sanatana sako, aš esu senas žmogus, šiandien tu druskos paprašysi, rytoj saldainių, būk geras.
But then it so happened that same day, there was a wealthy merchant from Multan in Punjab. He was coming down the Jamuna with three large boats full of salt and other merchandise to sell in Agra. When passing through Galigai, which is just up the road, now it's the road, it was the Jamuna then. See, formerly the Jamuna flowed right by here. So, the boats got stuck up there at Kaliagat. on a sandbank. And this merchant was in great anxiety.
Ir tas prekybininkas labai pergyveno.
His name was Ramdas Kapoor.
Ramdas Kapoor.
So he came ashore, somebody help me, my boats are stuck.
Ir jis prašė pagalbos pas vietinius.
And then, when he did that, Madan Mohan, the deity, actually appeared to him and as a small cowherd boy.
Ir tada Madan Mohan devybė apsireiškė jam kaip piemenukas.
And he told Radamdas, there's a sage up on that hill named Sanatana Goswami.
Ir pasakė, lipti ant kalno, ten toks išminčius Sanatana.
You go to him and he will help you.
Jis tau padės.
So Ramdas climbed up the hill.
Ramdas užlipo čia į kalną.
He saw Sanatana and asked him to and engaged in his bhajam and said, can you please help me free my boat?
Ir paprašė išvaduoti jo valtis.
Sanatana said, you just pray to Madan Mohan and he will help you. So as soon as Ramdas prayed to Madan Mohan, a big storm came up. And it rained so heavily, the river was coming up. Freeing the boats from the sandbank. So Ramdas was just completely ecstatic. He says, after I finish my business deal in Agra, I'm coming back. So he made a big profit in Agra. And he gave every single paisa and rupee to Sanatana Goswami as a donation. So Sanatana said, now I want you to build a nice temple from Madan Mohan. He did that. So there was also a ghat below, a built out of fine red sandstone. So unfortunately, 100 years later, that rascal Emperor Aurangzeb sent his soldier to destroy the temples of Vrindavan, and the Madan Mohan temple was also desecrated. This was in 1670. So later on, when we go through the temple, there's still some remnants of the original temple inside. This is not the original temple. Inside you can see some remnants of the original temple. So now we will have...
This is the part of that temple.
So now we will have a special class on the...
Well, I have a question here.
Okay.
What do we learn from this?
That
Krishna gave some instructions to Sanatana Goswami, and the rules and regulations we also don't want to follow. So the rules and regulations Sanatana Goswami gave it to Bachobe, was that wrong?
So the question is, should we play with our deities, have our children play like with the deities like they're one of the kids in the family? That's the question. The answer is, we're not on the level of the Brahmin Chobe, or Narbi on the level of, we're not on that level.
Atsakymas, kad mes nesam tokio lygio kaip tas Brahmanas Chobe.
We follow our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Mes sekam savo dvasinį mokytoją, Srila Prabhupada.
He taught us to worship the deities according to rules and regulations.
Kuris mokė mus garbinti dievybės pagal regulas ir taisyklės.
So now we're going to read a wonderful verse. We'll have this morning a Chaitanya Charitamrita class instead of Bhagavatam class.
Šiandieną skaitysim Chaitanya Charitamrita.
This is in... Trouble doesn't give the chapter here. It's text 19. Yeah, it's the Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 19. Adi 1, 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
All right, we'll do that too. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura
Bhaktavrinda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Etina Thakara Gaudiya Ke Atmasat. Etinera Charana Vandantine Maranata. These three deities of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, have absorbed the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya. I worship their lotus feet, for they are the lords of my heart. Translation.
Šios tris Vrindavano devybės, Madana Mohana, Govinda ir Gopinath, pilnai pavogė Gaudiya Vaishnavų širdis, pasiekėjo viešpatės Chaitanyas. Aš garbinu jų lotoso pėdas, nes jie yra mano širdies viešpačiai.
The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita offers his respectful obeisances unto the three deities of Vrindavan named Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radha Govinda Dev, and Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. These three deities are the life and soul of the Bengali Vaishnavas or the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who have a natural aptitude for residing in Vrindavan. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who follow strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, worship the divinity by chanting transcendental sounds meant to develop a sense of one's transcendental relationship with the Supreme Lord, a reciprocation of mellows, rasas of mutual affection, and ultimately the achievement of the desired success in loving service. These three deities are worshipped in three different stages of one development. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu scrupulously follow these principles of approach. Gaudiya Vaishnavas perceive the ultimate objective in Vedic hymns, composed of 18 transcendental letters that adorn Krishna as Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopi Jana Vallabha. Madan Mohan is he who charms Cupid, the god of love. Govinda is he who pleases the senses and the cows, and Gopi Jana Vallabha is the transcendental lover of the gopis. Krishna himself is called Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopi Jana Vallabha, and countless other names as he plays in his different pastimes with his devotees. The three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopi Jana Vallabha, have very specific qualities. Worship of Madan Mohan is on the platform of re-establishing our forgotten relationship with the personality of Godhead. In the material world, we are presently in utter ignorance of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Pango refers to one who cannot move independently by his own strength, and Mandamate is one who is less intelligent because he is too absorbed in materialistic activities. It is best for such persons not to aspire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation, but instead simply to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of life is simply to surrender to the Supreme. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we must therefore worship Madan Mohan so that he may attract us and nullify our attachment for material sense gratification. This relationship with Madan Mohan is necessary for neophyte devotees. When one wishes to render service to the Lord with strong attachment, one worships Govinda on the platform of transcendental service. Govinda is the reservoir of all pleasures. When by the grace of Krishna and the devotees, one reaches the perfection in devotional service, he can then appreciate Krishna as Gopi Jana Vallabha, the pleasure deities of the damsels of Raja. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this mode of devotional service in three stages, and therefore these worshipable deities were installed in Vrindavan by different Goswamis. They are very dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there who visit the temples at least once a day. Besides the temples of these three deities, many other temples have been established in Vrindavan, such as the temple of Radhadamodar of Jiva Goswami, the temple of Shamasundar of Shamananda Goswami, the temple of Gokulananda of Lokanath Goswami, and the temple of Radharaman of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We will see all these temples. We will go to all these temples. There are seven principal temples over 400 years old and that are the most important of the 5,000 temples now existing in Vrindavan. Gaudiya indicates the part of India between the southern side of the Himalayan mountains and the northern part of the Vindhya hills, which is called Aryavarta, or the land of the Aryans. This portion of India is divided into five parts or provinces: Panchagodadesha, Sarasvata, Kashmir and Punjab, Kanyakubja, Uttar Pradesh, including the modern city of Lucknow, Majagoda, Madhya Pradesh, Maitela, Bihar, and part of Bengal, and Utkala, part of Bengal, and the whole of Orissa. Bengal is sometimes called Godadesh, partly because it forms a portion of Maitela, and partly because the capital of the Hindu king, Raja Lakshman Sen, was known as Goda. This old capital later came to be known as Godapur, and gradually, Mayapur. The devotees of Orissa are called Udiyas, the devotees of Bengal are called Gaudiyas, and the devotees of southern India are known as Dravida devotees. As there are five provinces in Aryavarta, so Dakshinacha, southern India, is also divided into five provinces, which are called Pancha Dravida. The four Vaishnava Acharyas, who are great authorities of the four Vaishnava disciplic successions, as well as Sripad Shankaracharya of the Mayavadi school, appeared in the Pancha Dravida provinces. Among the four Vaishnava Acharyas, who are all accepted by Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Sri Ramanuja Acharya appeared in the southern part of Andhra Pradesh at Mahabhutapuri. Sri Madhva Acharya appeared at Panchakam near Vimanagiri in the district of Mangalore. Sri Vishnu Swami appeared at Panja, and Sri Nimbarkas appeared at Mungera Patana in the extreme south. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the chain of succession from Madhva Acharya, But the Vaishnavas in his line do not accept the Tattvavadis, who also claim to belong to the Madhva Sampradaya. To distinguish themselves clearly from the Tattvavadi branch of Madhva descendants, the Vaishnavas of Bengal prefer to call themselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Madhvacharya is also known as Sri Gauda Purnananda, and therefore the names Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is quite suitable for the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj, accepted initiation in the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine. So, who can estimate the unlimited great fortune that we have to be here at the Madan Mohan Temple in Sri Vrindavan Dham?
Kas gali suvokti šitą neapskaičiuojamą malonę, kurią mes gavom būdami čia?
Every particle of this dust is Krishna himself.
Kiekviena šitos dulkės dalelė yra pas Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada explains.
Srila Prabhupada tai paaiškina.
So just imagine how fortunate we are to be in contact with this dust, Krishna himself. So, how to properly take advantage of this great opportunity? We have to very much try to be absorbed in the mood of Krishna consciousness with all seriousness. It's described in the scriptures, the spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham.
Yra paaiškinta šventraščiuose, kad dvasinis mokytas yra tas, kuris atskleidžia mums šventą damą.
It's not that you can just get an airline ticket to Delhi and then take a taxi to Vrindavan and enter into Vrindavan.
Negali tiesiog nusipirkti bilietą į Delhi, sumokėti taksi ir atvažiuoti čia į Vrindavaną.
One enters into Vrindavan by the mercy of the spiritual master.
Patenkame mes į Vrindavaną dvasinio mokytojo malonės dėka.
By taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Priimdami dvasinio mokytojo prieglobstį.
One enters into Vrindavan.
Žmogus patenka į Vrindavan.
To whatever extent I have surrendered to my guru.
Tiek, kiek aš atsiduodu savo dvasiniam mokytojui.
To that extent I'm able to experience Vrindavan.
Tiek aš galiu patirti Vrindavan.
So therefore we should take our relationship with our spiritual master very, very seriously.
Todėl savo santykį su dvasiniu mokytoju mes turime paimti labai, labai rimtai.
He is our access point to the Holy Dham.
Nes dvasinis mokytas yra mūsų įėjimo taškas į šventą damą.
This Dham is absolutely amazing.
Šita dama yra visiškai ypatinga.
There's unlimited pastimes of Krishna in this holy place. And by becoming very, very, very deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, we can relish these transcendental pastimes just by hearing about them. These birds who are here, they're not ordinary birds.
Šitie paukščiai nėra paprasti paukščiai.
The dogs, the monkeys, the pigs.
Šunys ir bežionės.
These are not ordinary living beings.
Tai nėra paprastas gyvas būtybės.
Srila Prabhupada explains that when a human being lives in the dham, he commits all kinds of offenses here, and then he takes birth again as an animal in the dham.
Šio Prabhupada paaiškina, kad žmogus, kuris gyvena šičia, ir atlieka įvairiausias nuodėmes, jisai gimsta kaip gyvūnas šioje žemėje.
Then he goes back to Godhead from that animal body directly.
Ir mirdamas, jisai keliauja tiesiai į dvasinį pasaulį.
So we see these dogs and monkeys, they may go back to God before us.
Ir šios šunys ir beždžionės, matom, jie sugrįš į dvasinį pasaulį galbūt anksčiau negu mes.
So it's not an ordinary place.
Tai nėra paprasta vieta.
This is a special transcendental abode within this material world.
Tai yra ypatinga vieta šitame pasaulyje.
This place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is unique in the whole universe.
Visoje visatoje Vrindavan Dham yra unikali vieta.
Even though there are thousands and millions of planets.
Net yra tūkstančiai ir milijonai planetų.
Throughout this universe.
Šitoje visatoje.
So many heavenly planets.
Kiek daug rojinių planetų.
With unbelievable opulence.
Su nesuvokiama šlove ir turtais.
But this place is very, very dear to Sri Krishna.
Bet šita vieta yra ypatingai brangi Krishna.
When he comes to this place.
Ir jis ateina būtent čia.
So this is a special mercy that we've taken birth on the same planet as this holy dham.
Taigi mes turime ypatingą palaiminimą, nes gimėm toj pačioj planetai, kur yra šita šventa vieta.
So we should drink very deeply our experiences of a holy dham into our hearts while we are here.
Dėl to turime gerti šitą patirtį savo širdis, kol esame čia.
In this way we can carry the holy dham with us wherever we may go after we go back to our respective countries.
Ir tokiu būdu sugrįžę į savo šalį galėsime Vrindavaną nešioti savo širdyje, kur tik beitume.
The name and the dham are actually non-different.
Vardas ir dhamma iš tikrųjų nesiskiria.
In this age we have our injunction from the scriptures.
Šitame amžiuje mes turime šventų šitokį nurodymą.
Haranama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kolona, Stavana, 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 Gatiranjatam. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names.
Kartoti šventą vardą, kartoti šventą vardą, kartoti šventą vardą.
There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for God realization in this age.
Kitos alternatyvos nėra, nėra kitos alternatyvos, alternatyvos kitos nėra.
It's not Haridama, Haridama, it's Haranama, Haranama.
Ir ne Haridama, Haridama, but Haranama.
So therefore, our first interest, our prime focus is to focus on the name of Krishna.
Todėl mūsų pirminė pareiga, pirminis fokusas, koncentruotis į Krishnas vardą.
Even for someone who lives here in the Holy Dham.
Netgi kažkas gyvena šventoje Dham.
Or visiting the Holy Dham as we are doing.
Arba lankoje kaip mes.
Our first focus should be on the name.
Mūsų pirminis fokusas turėtų būti šventą vardą.
Because the name actually is what gives us access to everything.
Nes šventas vardas mums duos prieimą prie visko.
Within Krishna's name, Krishna's dham is existing.
Ir tada tik tai...
Within Krishna's name, Krishna's form is existing.
Ir Krishna's varde yra Krishna's forma.
Within Krishna's name, all of his transcendental lila are existing.
Visa jo transcendentinė lila yra jo varde.
Within his name, all of his unlimited qualities are existing.
Ir visos jo savybės.
Within his name, all of his devotees are also present.
Ir netgi visi atsidavusi yra jo varde.
Within his name, his paraphernalia is also present.
Ir visa jo kita paraphernalia.
So if we will focus on the name of Krishna,
taigi, jeigu mes koncentruosimės į Krishna's
trying to very carefully to avoid all offenses,
labai, labai stengdamiesi išvengti visų žaidimų.
By this nama bhajana,
pasikdami šitą nama bhajana,
everything becomes revealed.
Viskas mums bus atskleista.
So here in the dham, especially chant the best possible rounds you can.
Taigi čia dhamoje kartokite pačius geriausius ratus, kokius tik gali.
Because that will give you access to the dham.
Nes tai jums duos prieimą prie dhamos.
So the relationship with the guru and the relationship with the holy name, they are of prime importance here.
Taigi, pirminė jūsų pareiga santykis su moktu ir santykis su šventu vardu.
Take them very, very seriously.
Priimkite tai labai rimtai.
And you can actually get in this way your entrance into the dham.
Ir būtent tokiu būdu jūs patirsite dhamą.
Actually, every that Vrindavan dust is in the air also.
Vrindavano dulkės yra ore.
Just by inhaling.
Tiesiog kvepuodami.
The air of Vrindavan.
Vrindavano oru.
You're making spiritual advancement.
Jūs dvasiškai tobulėjate.
So whatever devotional service we do here, Prabhupada says it is, the benefit is multiplied 1,000 times. But whatever offenses we do, that is also multiplied 1,000 times.
Bet kokius įžeidimus darom, jie taip pat 1,000 kartų sustiprėja.
So one should be very careful not to be offensive in any way.
Jo reikia būti labai atsargiam, kad nebūti, nedaryti įžeidimų.
Be on your best behavior in Vrindavan.
Elgitės geriausiai, kaip tik įmanoma.
Don't become overwhelmed by lust.
Nebūkite užvalyti geismo.
Don't become overwhelmed by greed.
Gopšumo.
Don't become overwhelmed by anger.
Pykčio.
Don't be overcome by madness.
Beprotybės nebūkite užvaldyti.
By illusion.
Iliuzijų.
Or envy.
Arba pavydo.
Be very humble.
Būkite nuolankūs.
Trinadapi sanichena tararapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind.
Šventą viešpaties vardą reikia kartoti nuolankioje dvasios būsenoje.
Thinking himself lower than the straw in the street.
Laikant save žemesniu už gatvį trypiamą šiaudą.
One should be more tolerant than a tree.
Reikia būti kantresniam už medį.
Offering all respects to others.
Reikšti visiems pagarbą.
Without expecting any respect for ourselves.
Ir nelaukti pagarbos atgal.
In such a state of mind, you can chant constantly Hare Krishna.
Tokioje proto būsenoje galima šventą vardą kartoti.
You can relish Hare Krishna 24 hours a day.
Galite patirti Hare Krishna šventą vardą saldumą 24
valandas. Some devotees do that. They just chant. They get up in the morning, they chant japa all the way from 4 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Some devotees do that.
Kai kurie sudasi taip ir daro. Atsikelia 4 ryto iki 10 vakaro kartoja šventą vardą.
Because there's so much nectar in everything we do here in Vrindavan.
Nes yra tiek daug nektaro visame kame, ką mes darom čia Vrindavane.
And by connecting here, you can carry it with you.
Ir tai, ką jūs patirsite čia, jūs galite su savimi išsinešti.
This is like my godbrother, guru, guru Kripa Prabhu, at the airport.
Dievo brolis guru Kripa Prabhu.
He was on his way to Vrindavan. I was in Delhi at the time.
Jis keliavo į Vrindavan, aš tuo metu buvau Delyje.
He said he always keeps the dhamma in his mind.
Jis sakė, kad jis visą laiką dhamma nešioja savyje.
So by having a very deep, rich experience of the Dham, now we can carry that with us wherever we go. So any way you can become attached to Krishna, that will help you to get out of material existence. The more you become attached to Guru, the more you become attached to Vaishnavas, the more you become attached to the Dham, to the Nam, to devotional service, we should try to become very much attached to every single aspect of Krishna consciousness. Not that I like this and I don't like that. We have a tendency to be like that, isn't
it?
Looks like there's one pastime in this connection. My god sister Shuddhi Rupa Mataji was she was cooking for
Prabhupada.
And she would take the maha-maha to distribute to the sannyasis. And they were very fussy. Well, I'll take this. Give me that particular. They were very picky. They want this and that.
Ir jie buvo tokie labai išrankus. O, duok man šitą, o man duok šitą.
And she told Prabhupada about this. They were very, I like this and I don't want that. They were very picky about what they take from the maha-maha.
Ir jinai papasakojo tai Prabhupadai.
So Prabhupada told her, you make it all into one mash.
Prabhupada pamokė, tu viską sumaišyk į vieną krūvą.
And they weren't interested to take it anymore.
Ir jiems nebeįdomu buvo.
And she made, like you make the, you know, puri dough, she kneaded all of it into one mash. And she relished it with great delight every day, all by herself. No one else wanted it. So in this way, don't be picky about devotional service. I like this, but I don't like that. Devotional service is absolute. Any devotional service you do is your connection with Krishna.
Bet kuri atsidumo tarnystė, tai yra jūsų ryšys su Krishna.
Whether it's scrubbing the pots,
ar tai plauti puodus,
or popping a glob jamun in your mouth,
ar valgyti glob jamunius.
Devotional service is absolute.
Sinimo tarnystė yra absoliuti.
So if you want to be absolutely blissful,
jeigu norite būti visiškai palaimai,
accept any type of devotional service as absolute.
Priimkite visas sinimo tarnystės kaip absoliučias.
In this way you will have an absolutely wonderful day every day.
Tada bus absoliučiai nuostabi diena kiekvieną dieną.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Dabar laikas klausimam.
Ašta Shaki.
Is it true that before we go into spiritual world we have to take birth in Vrindavan?
No.
No.
Next question. Yeah?
When you said about Guru Kripa, Guru Kripa carries Vrindavan with him because he has rendered a big service. That's how he is.
Guru Kripa carries Vrindavan with him because he rendered a huge service.
Guru Kripa, toks atsidavęs, jisai labai daug tarnystės padarė, dėl to jis Vrindavaną su savimi nešiojasi.
Back in the days when Prabhupada was trying to build this temple,
Prabhupada statė šventyklą čia.
There are many projects in ISKCON.
Buvo daug projektų ISKCONė.
And everybody wanted money for their own project.
Ir visi norėjo pinigų savo projektui.
So Prabhupada was having a very hard time getting any funds to build this temple.
Išėlė Prabhupada buvo labai sunku surinkti Krishna Balaram Mandirui pinigų.
But Guru Kripa Prabhu made the commitment, I will raise this money, Prabhupada, for this temple.
Ir Guru Kripa davė tokį pažadą, kad aš mokėsiu už tą šventinį.
And nobody wanted to give him any men to help him.
Kad jisai statys tą šventinį, nieks norėjo jam padėti.
So with a great struggle, he got some good men and he did very good collections in Japan.
Ir jisai labai stengiasi ir surinko daug pinigų Japonijoje.
And you go in the temple, you'll see a plaque with his name there. Him and Jashodanandana Maharaj, they've collected the money for this temple.
Ir einant į šventyklą netgi galim matyti tokią lentelę su jų vardais, kurie surinko pinigų.
So when you see Guru Kripa Prabhu, you can offer your respect to him.
Jeigu pamatysit Guru Kripa, išreiškite jam pagarbą.
He did a great service for this, for our movement by funding this, the building of this Krishna Balaram temple.
Jis nuostabią tarnystę atliko rinkdamas paukojimą už tą šventyklą Krishna Balaram Mandirui.
Where this plaque is located, I have never noticed.
Huh?
Where this plaque is located.
Oh, it's near the back there where they have the counters, with the prasadam counter in the back. There's a plaque in the back near the prasadam counter.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Possibly.
How to connect to Vrindavan in our hearts?
How to connect with Vrindavan in our hearts?
Kaip turėti ryšį su Vrindavano širdyje?
As I was explaining, the spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham.
Vasis mokytis atskleidžia Dhamą.
And the Dham is actually fully present in the pure chanting of Krishna's names.
Dhamma pilnai apsireiškia tyrame švento vardo kartojime.
So under the guidance and with the blessings of your spiritual master,
dvasinio mokytojo palaiminimais ir pamokymais,
you must perfect your chanting of Hare Krishna.
Turi ištobulinti savo Hare Krishna mantros kartojimą.
And by so doing, you will actually enter into the holy Dham within your heart.
Ir taip darydamas, tu iš tikrųjų patirsi šventąją Dhamą savo širdyje.
Next, yeah.
Should one run the circle around the spiritual master and offend other devotees, then they will reveal, they get the reveal of the Dham?
Should one run circles around the spiritual master, what?
And commit offenses to other devotees.
Commit offenses to other devotees.
Reikia bėgioti aplink dvasinį mokytoją ir įžeidinėti kitus atsidavusius.
Obviously not.
Be abejo, ne.
Spiritual master wants to see how much you're serving the Vaishnavas.
Vasinis mokytas nori matyti, kaip jūs tarnaujate kitiems Vaishnavams.
That gives him the greatest pleasure.
Tai duoda jam didžiausią džiaugsmą.
If you simply try to get the attention of the spiritual master,
jeigu norėsite gauti mūsų dvasinį mokytą,
ignore the other devotees,
ir ignoruosit atsidavusius,
you become a nuisance. A nuisance, a trouble.
Jūs tapsite bėda.
It's like when this like one of my god brothers every day Prabhupada, this is in the early days of Krishna Balaram temple.
Kažkada čia Vrindavane.
Every day he would loudly chant, Prabhupada would come out, he would loudly chant mantras when Prabhupada came by.
Kai Prabhupada atėdavo, mano dievo brolis garsiai kartodavo mantras.
Vishal Prabhu. And what did Prabhupada tell him? Why don't you do something useful?
Yes.
Why don't you do something useful?
Jau daryk nors naudingo.
So, any other questions? Yeah.
O kaip kartikos mėnuo susijęs su Krishna?
how this Kartika month is related to Krishna.
There's many different you have any good answers for them?
Many pastimes Krishna has performed in this month. One is Damodara Lila, another one is Gopa, when he first began to take care of the calves.
Govardhan
Lila. All these lilas, many, many very famous lilas are happening in this month.
Plus, Prabhupada disappeared in this month.
Yeah.
It's a very auspicious month. Any devotional service rendered in Vrindavan during the month of Kartik has great power. So everybody should just dive as fully and completely in the mood of devotion at every minute. Don't be in Maya. If you want to be in Maya, wait till you leave the dump. But when you're here, don't be in Maya. But actually, don't leave it. Don't be in Maya when you leave the Dham either. But especially, do not be in Maya when you're here in the Dham. Control your eating. Don't get sick. Questions more? Yeah.
Then Krishna was coming to this material world. Why he chose to put Vrindavan in this place and in this shape?
You have a question? Answer for that?
Yeah, I can say something. A similar question was asked to Prabhupada about something. The Prabhupada said, yes, somebody said, why Krishna appeared only here and did all these pastimes? Why didn't he appear in Russia or somewhere else? And Prabhupada said, because he did not take your permission and advice.
He didn't take your consultation.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Krishna's sweet will, because this is a very special place, and that's why.
Kažkada Prabhupada irgi paklausė, kodėl šitoje vietoje apsireiškia. Tai sako, Prabhupada Krishna ne Rusijoje apsireiškia, nes neklausė jūsų patarimo.
You should become a pure devotee and then you can ask Krishna.
Mokytas sako, kad Krishna tai daro.
Actually, Prabhupada told me that. He said, because I used to write Prabhupada so many letters with so many questions.
Iš tikrųjų, aš Prabhupada daug laiškų rašiau.
He told me this in one letter. He said, if you will simply serve Krishna 24 hours a day with full sincerity of attitude, then Krishna will personally come to you and answer all of your questions. So in this way, you're meant to become a pure devotee, and then Krishna will answer every question you
have.
Any other questions? Questions more? You have a question.
We read about three deities. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopijana Vallabha. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath.
Yeah.
So they have a relationship, one after another.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to explain that?
Yes.
Mes skaitėme apie tris dievybės, kurios turi tam tikrą tarpusavio santykį.
There's three stages of devotional service.
Yra tris stadijos.
It's called Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya, and Prayojana.
Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana.
Sambandha is the beginning.
Sambandha yra pradžia.
Sambandha Gyan. That means now I know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. So Madan Mohan will help you to remember and realize that you are the eternal servant of Krishna. So is devotional service just some passive thing? You sit there and think, I am the servant of Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. No, you do some service. The service needs to be done. So by engaging the deity of engaging in service, that's Govinda.
Ir ta dievybė, kuri užima mūsų tarnystę, yra Govinda.
And then by engaging in devotional service, what happens?
Kas nutinka?
Your impurities are gradually burned away.
Jūsų nešvarumai susidegina.
Your lust goes away, your anger, your greed.
Pyktis, geismas, gobšumas.
The madness, illusion, envy, they all go away.
Iliuzija, viskas pasitraukia.
And then what happens? You achieve pure love of God.
Ir tada jis pasiekia tyrą meilę Dievui.
And that's Gopinath's domain.
Ir tai yra Gopinath dievybės.
So, as we mentioned, there's these three principal deities of Vrindavan.
Taigi minėjom šias tris principinės Vrindavano dievybės.
And all three of them were moved away to Rajasthan.
Visos trys yra išvestos į Rajasthaną.
So you can't see the original deities here in Vrindavan.
Ir pirminių šių dievybių mes negalim čia pamatyti.
Therefore, we've arranged on November 8th.
Todėl 8 dieną.
We will all go or get a big bus and we will all go to Rajasthan. And we will see the original Madan Mohan in Karoli. And we will see Radha Govinda in Jaipur. Along with Gopi Janavallabha or Gopinath in Jaipur as well. So that way we can pray for all of them that we can become properly established and understanding I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. We can be properly engaged in serving Krishna,
kad būtume užsiėmę tarnauti Krishna,
and that we can achieve pure love of Godhead.
Ir kad pasiektume tyrą meilę Viešpačiui.
Any other questions? Yeah. Actually, it's his turn. He didn't get one yet. Go ahead.
Kad mes galim pasiimti Vrindavaną, tai kartuom tai yra išventą vardą į savo širdį. Ir mano klausimas būtų, kaip mes galim ne tik pasiimti Vrindavaną, bet kur tik esam, tai ten yra priekšintą Vrindavaną.
Srila Gurudev mentioned that we can take Vrindavan if we chant purely the holy name. And my question is how to not just to take Vrindavan, but to manifest and to spread Vrindavan whenever you are.
Book distribution is the best.
Knygų platinimas yra geriausias metodas.
And you have to be a living manifestation of the books also.
Ir taip pat turi būti pats gyva apraiška šitų knygų.
Whatever is in the books, you have to become like that.
Kas yra knygose parašyta, tu pats tai turi turėti.
As Prabhupada describes pure devotion, you have to manifest pure devotion.
Prabhupada apibūdina tyrą atsidavimą, tu turi jį.
You should be absolutely convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you should dedicate your life for awakening the whole world to this realization. In this way you will always feel the presence of Krishna. Prabhupada said that is the number one way to chant your japa.
Prabhupada sako, tai yra numeris vienas būdas kartuoti savo.
Feel the presence of Krishna.
Tai pats geriausias būdas kartuojant jausti Krishnas buvimą.
That's the number one technique for japa. Feel the presence of Krishna.
Geriausia technika, tai kartuojant jausti Krishnas buvimą.
If you don't feel it, then carefully chant and hear every syllable of the mantra.
O jeigu nejaučiat Krishnas buvimą, tai tiesiog dėmesingai kiekvieną skiemenį klausykite ir kartokite.
Questions more? Yeah.
Turbūt nepatiks mokės tas klausimas. Mokė sakė, kad Vrindavane tūkstantį kartų viskas padidėja. Jeigu esi, ar tai reiškia, kad jeigu tu esi neišmanė, tai tavo neišmanimas tūkstantį kartų padidėja. Tai tada klausimas, ar verta tada važiuoti Vrindavane? Gal galiu likti Kaune?
Neišmanimas. You mentioned that everything 1,000 times multiplies here in Vrindavan, and the question if someone is in ignorance, it is that his ignorance 1,000 times multiplies?
Yes.
And second the part, if you are in the ignorance, maybe better not to go to Vrindavan.
If you're not Krishna conscious, it's better to wait until you understand. It's better not to come to Vrindavan until you understand that you're Krishna's eternal servant and you have to surrender to him.
Geriausia nevykti Vrindavaną, kol mes nesuprantam, kad esame Krishnos tarnai ir norim jam atsiduoti.
But then better not to come here. Somebody comes here and they smoke cigarettes and they drink liquor or, you know, it's very bad.
Kiti čia atvažiuoja, rūko cigaretės, geria, labai blogai yra.
Even when George Harrison came here,
netgi...
was a chain smoker.
Jis buvo prisirišęs prie rūkymo.
But he did not smoke one cigarette while he was here.
Jis nevieno cigaretės čia nerūkė.
But as soon as he left Vrindavan, he told the devotees in the car, he said, any of you blokes got a smoke? But he strictly avoided cigarettes while he was in Vrindavan. You have to be very, very pure when you're here in Vrindavan. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for coming to Madan Mahan Temple to hear about the glories of the Lord and His wonderful teachings.
Okay, I want to make an announcement.